You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Texas Rangers, and I'm Richard Justice. On opening week of MLB.com, I'm joined by T.R. Sullivan, who's covered the Rangers for a long time, very distinguished, my buddy. T.R., you can't have a surprising season without some surprising players. So tell the world who Keone Kela is, and also tell me if I'm pronouncing his name correctly.
I can't tell you if you're pronouncing his name correctly, but he is a 12th-round pick out of the Seattle area. Hard thrower, good slider, he's got good makeup, very competitive pitcher, really wants it bad, and he's got a lot of talent. He just needs experience, but in his first game with the Rangers, came in the seventh inning, loaded the bases with one out, got a double play grounder to end the inning. Rangers ended up winning 3-1. Great moment for him.
Yeah, and it's just, to me, it's so cool that, you know, did he make the team because of the injuries, or did he perform so well in spring training that they would have had to have found a spot on the team for him?
Well, he had a great spring. There's no doubt about it. He had a great spring. I don't know if he'd have made the team. They may have sent him out for more experience. But with Tanner Shepard down and Fujikawa, they really needed another short reliever, and he was their best option, he and John Edwards. And I'm still a little bit surprised that John Edwards didn't make the team, but they really liked Kela.
You know, yeah, and, you know, we've said this all along, that John Daniels has built a great farm system in Texas, and that be careful about overlooking the Rangers, because when you have kids, you can go out and get veteran guys, and you can have guys like this step up in a huge situation. The other guy, TR, that, and I know you love the guy, and I love the guy, Colby Lewis. I mean, I think 18 months ago, we probably thought his career might very well be over. He had underwent a surgery on his hip that no pitcher had ever come back with. And so with all the injuries to Darvish and Perez, et cetera, he gets the ball in the second game of the season, allows one run in six innings. How is Colby Lewis doing this after all these years and all the medical things he's gone through?
Well, he still has a great slider, and he used that well last night against the Oakland A's. You know, the fastball is still the same, 89 to 90. You know, he spots it well. You know, he's got ice water in his veins. You know, this is a guy who's pitching two World Series and did very well. You know, just great makeup, and that's how he does it. You know, he's got some good pitches. He's got talent, but he also knows how to use that talent, and he knows how to keep it under control in the big games.
The Rangers don't have a left-hander in the bullpen. Is this a big deal, or do they have guys that match up against left-handers as Jeff Banister tries to get the last six or seven outs of a game?
It's a big deal. Every team could use a left-hander. The Rangers don't have one. You know, they got some guys, like you said, who can get left-handed hitters out, Sean Tolleson being one of them, Kela. You know, they got good arms in the bullpen, but it would always be good to have a, you know, lights-out left-hander.
Can you tell us about the moment Adrian Beltre was one of the first to be reminded that you can't take your foot out of the batter's box? What did he say about it later, about stepping out of the box, and does he think this is going to be a difficult adjustment?
Well, Adrian doesn't think it's going to be a difficult adjustment, but like all players, they're getting used to the rules, and there are going to be moments like that for everybody who has to be reminded what the rules are. But Adrian's not going to let anything bother him. You know, he's just going to go out and play.
And I wanted to ask you about Adrian Beltre. You've covered, seen a lot of players. And just when I see him, there's such a calmness about him, and there's such a defensive presence. He seems to be one of those guys that takes pride in doing everything right. At this point in his career, is that clubhouse his? And what's the level of his play at this point in his career?
Well, Adrian plays with great intensity, but he plays with a lot of fun. You can see him out there enjoying himself. And I think Elvis Andrus has been good for him. Elvis likes to annoy him drive him crazy. I think that helps Adrian. I think that helps him keep loose and feel a little bit young. And on the second game of the season last night, he made two terrific defensive plays in the first inning that saved Colby Lewis. One, he ran all the way down the left field line and caught a foul pop off Ben Zobrist over his head with his back to home plate. Nobody else had a chance for it because they were playing Zobrist to pull. And then with the bases runners on first and second, he made a terrific double play turn, getting the ground ball to his left. So two big defensive plays that really saved Colby Lewis in the first inning, kept the A's from scoring first. So you can see the guy can still play defense. He's as good a defensive player as I've ever seen at third base, or at least since Buddy Bell. I mean, the guy can still play.
And with all the injuries and the changes and everything and the guys coming back, the Rangers play 23 of 26 against the AL West to open the season. How important are these first couple of weeks with a new manager, new faces, et cetera?
Well, I think four games in Oakland is a pretty big start. Four straight games, no day off. I think that's a good first test right there. You know, they got to go to Seattle and Anaheim in a week or two. And we all know Seattle's looking very good with their pitching and their improved offense. You know, the Angels won 98 games last year. They're going to be very good. So, yeah, it's, you know, you're playing in your division. So it's a big 26-game stretch for them to see where they are within the division. But I think it starts right here in Oakland with the first four games.
Yep. Good start for the Rangers, a good start for Colby Lewis. Thank you, TR. Enjoy the West Coast. See you soon.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.